This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, here we go. Tubbsy's in.
Tubbsy!
Tubbsy's in for Dave. Dave's dealing with some other stuff. We did chat today. He's doing well. He'll be back on Monday. We got a power pack lineup today, Tubbsy. Good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you, too.
It's been a while.
We did
chat on the phone last week, though. She self-described. One person claimed I was just calling her. Minnesota's meanest mom. This is, like, we have a lot of great textures. We have some that are disturbed. Someone texted in that I was calling her the meanest mom in Minnesota because she donated to Jordana's cancer event, NMDP. That's why I would call her. The fact that she donated money.
What an awful person.
Exactly. No, she calls herself that. She's great. So she brought in some wine for me. Two bottles, by the way. We may have participated, meanest, in one of the bottles the other day. Oh, thank you. Very good.
Look at you.
But I walked out of here engaged in hijinks with the Russia, and I left the bag in here.
You did, and thankfully, we are fine, upstanding, morally not the reprehensible people. So outside of Adam. But there was your former producer and, the afternoon guru himself,
yeah.
Jason Allen DeRussia. They took it over to your
sauna,
your palatial, office over here.
How big would you say that office is? Can we get three people in there?
Only if you stack them on top of each other like you're in a porta potty.
Yeah, like one of those Volkswagen gags. How many people?
Yeah.
So, and hot couple things of hot chocolate. I've not started yet, but I will. So, Tubbsy's here. Little bit of moving things around. Major's going to be at 105. Major's involved in some other things. A lot, obviously, is going on. The president right now getting ready for a meeting with President Zelensky. Okay. So, Major's going to be at 105. Shaletta, who hosted yesterday here, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. She's on at 12:35. And 1:35 cheers and jeers with Rochelle because a man celebrating his 80th birthday today, the most talented member of the media in this state's history, Patrick James Royce, in studio at 2:05. And potentially, Am I Wrong with Tubbsy? We're going to see where it goes with Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick has participated with Am I Wrong before. We have all sorts of good stuff. Okay. Two greatest. And a request. With Mr. Temporary Drive Time, we're going to try now, spur of the moment, to go see Paul McCartney. I got a couple ticket guys. My ticket guys aren't around right now. I normally feel good because I can reach out to one of the two ticket guys, and they're both out right now.
Uh-oh.
So outside of CCO listeners, outside of just, you know, Ticketmaster, and I've danced with the devil before, and God knows those tickets will not be cheap, where is the best place right now online with ticket prices falling to get me some McCartney tickets? Two McCartney tickets, and then we'll see what kind of mood Carter's in. You know, I mean, I've been at a dozen plus shows with him. Sometimes, you know, you can't shut him up, and other times he walks out. You know? But I got the gal going too, so I got to say, okay, Krabby, I'm leaving. I'm going to go hang with the gal.
Yeah. So you're taking the gal or you're taking Carter?
No, that's the thing.
Oh.
That's the thing. The gal kept saying we should go, and I said, no, I've heard him a little bit on the tour, and he hasn't sounded great. And then Carter and I started texting. Michelle sent me the ticket, so it kind of inspired me. So I don't know. Who am I taking as my date? Am I taking Carter as my date or my gal who's already going with a friend? I know who's the most consistent in mood. That's Michelle. Okay.
Oh, man. So you're debating between the two, but she's already going with
a friend.
She's
going no matter what. I'm just looking. Where should I look for the cheapest tickets? Maybe we'll just do old-fashioned. Go outside U.S. Bank Stadium and try bartering.
Yes, just hold up one of those signs. I'll make a sign for you right now that says, I need tickets. And I'll even misspell it so people will feel bad for you.
Ticks. Yeah.
Ticks. Yeah. I need.
Tear the shirt, you know.
A little panhandling never hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, where would you go? And then a couple greatest. Since McCartney is in town and a lot of people are going to be there, probably not as many as they expected. That's my guess. We've done it before and we get great feedback. Greatest concert of your life. Greatest concert of your life. 651-461-9226. And one more. Since 98% of the state apparently is traveling on MEA week. I never once with the kids. I believe this is accurate. I could call Kathleen right now. I don't think we once traveled with the children. Some of it was Wolves related. I was tracking, you know. Sometimes not the greatest cities. Sometimes not the biggest cities in the world.
Okay.
But I was tracking the Wolves. Do you travel for MEA weekend much at all? Never.
Oh, you're talking. I thought that was rhetorical. Out to the people.
You.
No, we've never traveled.
Yeah,
and even when I was like a kid, we never went anywhere. And now it's like I see people doing it, and I'm just like, okay, it's 5-day weekend, but I don't know. I have a hard time getting myself up for those 5 days and then coming back. So yeah, I'll let other people do it, and I'll take advantage of something else.
What is the greatest trip of your life? That is my question. I still am fairly dubious how many people really are traveling, but I get overwhelmed by the 900 reports from the airport on long lines, what we should do. Hey, government shutdown, just show up a little bit earlier. I've solved every sort of report.
Okay? Common sense.
Done. Yeah. What is the greatest trip of your life? And you know what? The trip could be to Crystal, Minnesota. It could be to Sydney, Australia. It could be to Nevis, Minnesota.
Oh, Nevis.
It could be on a golf trip. It could be about to happen because that's my answer. The greatest trip of life. So we've given you a kind of a smorgasbord here. One, help me where I should pay the money to buy some tickets or at least explore tickets for McCartney night. I got the general ideas, but it's a pretty smart audience out there. Then, greatest concert of your life since Sir Paul is here. Plus, we got Elvis Costello in a couple days. We got Herbie Hancock in a couple days. We got Lainey Wilson tomorrow. Pretty good concert run. And then, since every other person in Minnesota apparently has traveled on MEA weekend, the greatest trip of your life. Crazy, la-di-da, or as low-key as you want, but it was just a ton of fun. Let's pause right here. What do you want to say? You can call or you can text on the Tubbsy Hotline, 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sometimes the obvious is the obvious. Is Paul just the bumper music theme today?
That would be correct.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with going that, Tubbsy.
Hey, if there's one thing I'm not known for, it's overthinking things.
Greatest trip of your life, greatest concert of your life, Shaletta in about 15. Kevin has called in. Kevin, thanks so much for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, how you doing, Chad?
Good, man.
Good, awesome. Hey, the best show I ever saw was Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it was the 30th of December, so it was their last show that they did for their tour. They played an extra hour and a half.
Did they still come back? Yeah. I mean, they were just a fixture. You would hear the commercials here and elsewhere. Are they coming up in the next couple months again?
Yes, they're going to be here again in December.
Yeah. Well, if you love them, anybody you love, if they give you an extra hour, that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And another show that was also the best to change complete genres, Rammstein was the best theatrical show I've seen.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
First time allowed back in Minneapolis.
Kevin, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Mike is next. Mike, go ahead and you're on CCO.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How about you?
Oh, doing great. Best concert, hands down, late 60s. Opening act, Sha-na-na. First main act, Chuck Berry.
Wait a second.
Third act, Bo Diddley at the Roy Wilkins.
Wait a second. It went to from Sha-na-na to Chuck Berry to Bo Diddley. What the heck was Sha-na-na doing with that duo?
Warming him up. First stand out.
Oh, my. Okay. Name a member of Sha-na-na outside of Bowser.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I'd like to, but I can't.
That's it. Thank you. Tubbsy, I think the other Sha-na-na folks always lost out. I mean, it was just Bowser and nobody else knew the other people.
I mean, it's kind of like Wham with George Michael and the other guy.
Andrew right. Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Brad Lane, big Andrew Ridgely guy. Terry has called in. Terry, go ahead. What do you got? Hello, Terry. I hear you breathing.
Oh, yes, hello. Yes, hi.
Hello, Terry. Go ahead. What do you got?
My favorite concert was Elton John. My daughter surprised me with tickets after I have a handicapped daughter who had broken her hip, so I got to go see Elton John. That was the best.
Where was Elton at?
The XL, but now it's called something else, but it was XL. It was great.
Yep. Did he play all the hits, or was he going off on like something new?
He played all the hits, and he walked across the stage, and the piano moved. It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
And then,
go ahead.
The trip was, my husband won a $10,000 shopping spree in San Francisco. We got to go spend $10,000 at San Francisco in San Francisco at Nordstrom. That was the best trip.
I was going to say, Terry, if you go to San Francisco now, that's about one night at a hotel.
Oh, correct. Right. $10,000 bought a lot of stuff back many, many years ago.
Terry, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Good contribution. Speaking of Elton, how about this one, Tubbsy? 1970, Guthrie Theater, Sunday afternoon. My brother gave me two tickets, someone I wasn't familiar with. It was Elton John. Yes, Elton John.
Man, to get some of these guys before they were good. See, Elton was part of my best concert ever. It was with William Martin Joel, as a matter of fact, the two of them together. Piano Man, Rocket Man.
Which
combo.
One? Which location?
It was at the X.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at the X, and when Elton John would start with Rocket Man, Billy would do Piano Man, and like in the halfway they'd switch, and you're like, how did that happen?
Was this maybe 2004, 2005?
I think it was before that.
Okay. Because I saw him about that era. I've told that story before, just real quick. I'm more of an Elton guy than Billy, but I thought Billy sold the show.
Oh, Billy's
great.
Billy
was unbelievable in concert.
He's such an entertainer.
Okay, is that so? That's okay. Is that your one then? If you're going to say your one favorite concert,
that would be my one. My second one would be Billy Joel by himself back at the Fargo Dome in 1994, because he trashed Christy Brinkley after they're divorced, and I love that.
Okay, I'm cheating. It's my game. I made it up, so I'm going to go three.
Yes,
The Who, the summer of 1988. I'm in Orlando. Yes, we'll play that game later. Get to me tonight about 9:30, then I'll play that game more with you. Okay? When there might be an adult beverage or two already consumed. Calling Orlando Twins games. We didn't do all of them. The Who were in Tampa. Let's say my buddy, Tommy Francis. I can see him right here. He got us lost going there. And so we're now late. We park. We're running up there. We can hear the band already. This guy goes, hey, I got tickets. I'm leaving. Here you go. What do you want? What will you pay me? We just go, how about $5? Five. They're on the grass at the old Sombrero, and we get to, like, I swear to God, we were like 30 yards from the Who.
Oh.
1988, still great. That's one. The Rising with Bruce, 2002, at the X, late September, I believe, just a glorious day. St. Paul just teeming with people. And then Prince. I could go with a couple different Prince ones, but I'll go with Prince at the Dakota. Boy, is this like 2012 maybe? Did six shows. we this is when I was seeing Jen. We went to the Gopher basketball game when it was one of those early things where Tubby, remember Tubby was as deep?
Oh, yeah.
Early in the air, and then there was struggle later.
Yeah.
But then we went to an 11 o'clock Prince show where it was almost like a New Orleans Mardi Gras feel, and he came through the audience.
Oh, so jealous.
Gave a quick nod because we occasionally would bump into each other in the back of Wolves games, and he played forever, and it was absolutely spectacular. Now, the greatest trip I'm about to take.
Okay.
And I want to get to a few more trips here, too, and concerts. My oldest boy is getting married in la-di-da, good for him, Maui, Hawaii. There are only 11 of us attending.
Really?
11. So it's about as small.
Very tiny.
As you get. This individual here is not the legal officiant, but I'm the real officiant because I'm the one delivering the vows. Now, I didn't have to sign up because we're going to have somebody who is a notarized or legal officiant.
Okay.
So there's going to be plenty of pressure on me now. I kind of wanted just to sit there in the second row, but now I got to have all the
vows. You got to be a participant. You got to prep.
Right. So I can't wait. So I can think of a lot of other great...
How nervous are you? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous?
Zero right now.
Really? What, right now?
Right now, yeah. I'm zero. I will begin studying. They have told me you can use some leeway. I've joked that I'm going to break into overrated, underrated property.
Creative Control by Chad Hartman.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say that, if I can go with one here, can you think of a trip that you absolutely loved?
Yeah, I've got one. My favorite was when I... seems like a lot of my stuff is revolving around my time in Fargo. I was a student at North Dakota State in 1997. And me, my girlfriend at the time, and two of our buddies, we got done with classes on a Friday. We drove on Friday 24 hours straight to New York City. And we parked in a parking garage right next to Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium.
Sure.
We saw the Twins and the Yankees that day.
Yeah.
The day after, we went to SummerSlam 97, because I'm a wrestling guy.
You are a wrestling guy.
The next Monday, we went to a Monday Night Raw in Pennsylvania. That next Tuesday, we went to the Vet in Philly. Then we went to the College Football Hall of Fame when it was in Indiana. South Bend. I couldn't think of it. I almost said Graham. South Bend, Indiana, and then hit the old Milwaukee Stadium and came back. So it was just basically driving every day, just basically like a circle to New York City and back with a ton of baseball and a little wrestling. And
if that's your thing and you love it, that's what it's all about.
It was great. It's one of those things that I wouldn't change for the world. Even though we got back and we were dog tired, wouldn't change it for the world.
Among the trips, greatest trip of my life, went to Rome for my honeymoon. Had the Pope bless the rings. Whoa.
The Pope? Like the Pope?
Wow.
Not like a street Pope? Like a street Elvis? Might, like the real Pope?
Might be. Whitewater rafting trip to Grand Canyon 20 years ago for 5 days. Incredible. Next April, I'm doing it again, but this time for 10 days. Can't wait. Damn.
That sounds awful.
That sounds awful? Is that what you said?
It sounds awful.
Oh.
No offense. It sounds awful to me.
I'd be all for that. As long as at the end of the day, we get to go to a Ritz-Carlton. Okay?
Oh, see, yes.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like my closest friend right now, he's out with his daughter, Sam. She's amazing. And she goes out in the outdoors all the time. And my closest friend, who has the mechanical and outside skills that I do, which is non-existent, he is going to go camping. And I just... My last conversation with him was, have you updated your will and how much am I getting? You know, because I'm not sure he's going to make it. Greatest trip of my life was the Boundary Waters. Yeah, the two of us, again, I don't think the two of us would be great in the Boundary Waters, Tubbsy.
No, no.
Round trip from Chapel Hill, North Carolina to Anchorage, Alaska. 4,000 miles, 5 days. Wow.
I could do that.
We love Palm Springs, everything about it. I might know a guy who might be talking right now who feels the exact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.